Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today Debbie Rutherford, who's a candidate for the Metsu Borough School Board in District 1. Thank you for coming in today, Debbie.
My pleasure.
First, the theme: actions speak louder than words. And question number one, describe the most significant goal you have that motivated you to run for election by describing actions you have already taken to reach that goal.
I'd like to talk about equity. Equity across our school district. With a borough this large and 47, 48 schools now, it not always on purpose, but but equity can be difficult to achieve. There was a time when it depended on who you knew. If the principal happened to be close to a local legislator, suddenly they would have a grant and be improving something at their school. And sometimes it was just a matter of people at a school being incredibly frugal and using old things and using them past their reasonable life cycle and not asking for new things. So I'm proud of the fact that we implemented a process by which we could evaluate different schools, their plant, their technology, and determine in a fair way whether or not it needed refreshing, whether or not they needed upgraded, sort of take it out of the hands of the people there in the building and look at it from a broader perspective. From a higher level. And in this case, in this way, a parent who was visiting another school wouldn't be looking around going, wow, their things are a lot nicer than my kid's school, and perceive some sort of inequity, even if it wasn't intentional. And I think that's really important in our borough. We have a lot of mobility. 30% of our students move around within the borough from school to school. And I also want to make clear, though, that I didn't actually enter the race initially to be on the school board because I had a particular beef, a particular issue, and I don't appreciate it when candidates are sort of single issue like that. I really entered because I wanted to make sure that everyone had a voice. When I was in the audience listening to school board meetings, sometimes I had questions that no one else was asking, and I really felt like I could bring some different perspective and some bring in the voices of people who maybe weren't speaking up.
Thank you. Question number two. How do you see yourself working with others serving on the school board, and how do you discover what others' views are on controversial topics?
Boy, in this day and age, it's so important that we try to listen to perspectives other than our own. It's really easy to get in your own bubble, your own little echo chamber, and only hear the people close to you. But because I think, grew up here in Palmer, and I've worked in positions where I came in contact with a lot of the public, both when I was at the bank and now as a small business owner, I'm fortunate that I have a large circle of acquaintances, people I've known a long time from every walk of life, and they are not shy about telling me how they feel. And I haven't really had too much of a problem hearing people from different perspectives. As far as how I work with others, I'm proud of the fact that a lot of Borough School District staff have come up to me in the grocery store when they see me at events and told me that they appreciate that they can talk to me, they appreciate what I have to say, and that I'm approachable, and they tell me they feel heard. And I think that speaks to how I do listen to people from from all walks of life, and I do think that on the school board, we all work together pretty well right now.
Thank you. Question number three. How do you reach your constituents, especially those feeling left out of the public policy conversation or those that may feel disenfranchised?
It's tough to reach people. Everyone's busy going about their lives. I do monitor social media. You may not always see me commenting, but I read all those pages out there and hear what people are saying. Once in a while, I'll chime in if I see some just blatant misinformation, and I'll direct people to where they can find better information. Other than that, I just try to make sure that my information is out there. And like I said, people don't seem to be shy to reaching out to me, whether they call me or email me or stop me in the grocery store.
Okay, thank you. Question number four. What is your perspective on the way the body you're running for functions currently, the school board? And if you believe there should be changes, what, if any, do you propose? And how have you fostered improvements in other organizations you may have been part of?
Well, on the one hand, I'm very proud of the current school board and the way that we work together. Most of the time, we are in agreement, and it's because our district does a good job of making their case. When you present a good case, it shouldn't be that controversial. If you've got a good idea, we'll agree with it. But we have had a couple of issues just in the last couple of years that were split votes, 4-3. I was on the winning end of one and the losing end of the other. But after each of those votes, we were still talking to each other. We were still smiling. We were still respectful of each other. We each had a chance to be heard, and I think we all understood each other's point of view. We just didn't agree. And I think that's a sign of a healthy board. It is easy to lose sight of where your job stops on a school board or any board. Your job is on the higher level policy making, not down in the weeds micromanaging and skipping over management. I believe that in boards I've been in the past, I have had to be a part of creating a governance policy that explained that to new board members, putting down policy to show where the board's job started and where it stopped, who we hired, what we did, and what we didn't do. On the school board, that was already in place. You just needed to follow those policies, and I think this board does a good job of that.
Thank you. Well, this is an opportunity for you to share comments with listeners about any topic you'd like to.
Well, I think the two topics on our minds the most right now are safety and achievement. And those are certainly the things I see as the biggest priorities for our district. Safety, of course, has been an ongoing effort. It's probably the most important thing we do is keep our students safe. Our district has been on the forefront of things like ALICE training and, you know, physically making sure that students are safe. But beyond that, programs like Capturing Kids' Hearts and our programs that assist students who have been expelled or suspended, social-emotional learning, behavioral support, behavioral health services, because we know that prevention is better with everything. And in the case of keeping students safe, oftentimes violence has been perpetrated on schools comes from disenfranchised former students, students who the system gave up on. And we don't give up on students. We put a lot of systems in place so that it doesn't get to that point. So hopefully prevention is the key there. But student achievement is also in everyone's minds. And I know that there's a lot of rhetoric out there about test scores, and test scores are not as simple as just numbers on a piece of paper. And I encourage everyone to go to our website, where we've just recently put together some in-depth information explaining the different types of tests, because there are about three different tests when you're talking about test scores. There's one called NAEP, there's the MAP test that our district's done for about a decade, and then there's the state standards, which is now called PEAKS. They're all a little different. The data they give us is all a little different. But the most important takeaway is when you look at the data that's been consistent for the past 10 years, that's drilled down to the student level and just our district, we have very good news. Our students are improving in their achievement. And in fact, most recent MAP scores show that our students perform the best of the Big Five, which is Anchorage, Fairbanks, Kenai, Juneau, and us. And those are generally the highest achieving districts anyway. So I think it's great news. Can we improve? Yes, we definitely have identified areas where we need to do some work on our curriculum, but our scores are going up. Our graduation rate is going up. Our graduation rate has increased 13% in the last 10 years, and we are now up to 83%, and I'm confident we can get to the high 80s. So it's not it's not bad news. I encourage everyone to understand test scores a little bit better. And then come ask us. If you don't understand, come talk to school board members or district members and get more clarification. We'd be happy to share our students' success with you.
Thank you, Debbie Rutherford, candidate for the school board in District 1. Thank you for coming in today. Have a good day.